Summer Ferrari. She is an assistant professor of special education at Michigan State University's College of Education. Sarah Bolt is an associate professor at the School of Psychology for the MSU College of Education. They're both on the other end of our line. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just fine, thanks.
All right. Coming up today, a very, very interesting press conference. Tell us about it, Summer.
Well, today we're going to share some results of an investigation that we did over the past couple years. We really were looking at trying to get a picture of what was happening in Michigan schools for individuals with autism.
All right. As school comes back into session, parents across Michigan are witnessing the growing incidence of autism. Either their child is among the one in 110 children diagnosed with this. I know that my kids have had classrooms with these children. Why is this important?
Well, I think for a lot of different reasons. As you mentioned, the prevalence rates, and so we have over 15,000 individuals with autism in Michigan schools, and so it impacts, you know, the students, the families, and policymakers, educators to a lot of different levels. But really what we found and what we're hoping to share with people is what we found on the types of services that are being used in the classroom and how we might be able to improve upon those.
All right, Sarah and Summer are going to be part of a roundtable today at Michigan State University's College of Education, and it is presented by the State Board of Education, and they will be starting at about 10:30 a.m., and they're going to be in the Bogie Tower, 124 West Allegan in downtown Lansing. You know, when I was talking with some folks about your roundtable, Summer, one of the questions came up. A mom was concerned about her kid being in an environment where someone may need a little bit more attention, a little bit more help, and that may distract from the other kids in the classroom. Do you agree with that?
So you're saying that a parent of maybe of a typically developing student was concerned about other students that require more?
Correct. And how that might affect their child learning?
Well, I think part of what, I mean, we didn't look at that specifically in our study, but part of what we are interested in is providing appropriate training for basically educators so that they're using the most effective practices, and with that, they're pretty efficient. And so hopefully, you know, it wouldn't be the case that any kind of attention or education was being taken away from any of the other students.
Sarah, you believe that Michigan educators need better training for teaching students with autism. What can they do better?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of teachers are doing a lot of great things. These students are very challenging in that they have, they're defined by behavior difficulties, social interaction difficulties, and communication difficulties. And so they present a large challenge to our schools. And there are many teachers trying to do their best, but what we found from our study is that there are some teachers that don't report using what we know to be the most effective strategies. And so we'd like to see more of that potentially happening to ensure that these students, you know, get the best education possible.
Is it best for students who have autism to be mainstream with normal learning students, or should they be worked with more one-on-one?
That's a great question, and I think it really comes down to the individual student's needs and the school's capacity for meeting those needs. In some situations, more separate pull-out kind of programming may be necessary. In other situations, it may be the case that the student can be fully mainstream. So it really comes down to the individual student's needs.
The study that you two put together, we'll start with you first, Sarah. What was the most surprising aspect that you learned?
One piece that we ended up having a lot of difficulties collecting good information. And this has to do with some very important federal requirements regarding the confidentiality of disability status. And so we encountered a lot of roadblocks that made it difficult, for instance, to gather a lot of good information from parents. And so what we'd like to see happen in the future is for government agencies and researchers to be working together to design data collection and management systems that can help us be able to connect the strategies that are used in the student outcomes in order for us to make better decisions. I think there are ways possible for that to happen, and we just encountered a lot of roadblocks that, you know, if we can together develop better data collection and management systems, we'll be able to answer a lot of important questions.
All right, Sarah, how about you? What'd you learn?
I think probably the most interesting piece for me was when we looked at the specific type of training that educators had in using, you know, effective, proven, evidence-based practices. We really found that most, when we were talking about special educators, a lot of them had to seek training beyond their initial certification in order to have, you know, any kind of training or access to those kinds of techniques. And really, when about general educators and paraprofessionals, it, you know, overall training was very limited in terms of, you know, working with the population of individuals with autism.
And then we comes down to it, and I don't know who wants to answer this, Summer or Sarah, but we talk about funding, because if you need more training and you need to take the time for the training, if autistic children need more assistance in the classroom beyond the regular teacher, you talk about money, and money's tight.
Well, this is Summer, and I can, and Sarah can jump in at any point, but I think one of the things that we can talk about is that, you know, teachers are already in the classroom doing great things, and they're already working with, you know, this population. All we'd really like to do is kind of tweak what they do during those hours. So there's already professional development being offered, and people are engaged in that. It might just not be on practices that are evidence-based that we would really highly recommend, you know, the type of training. So not necessarily adding training, but maybe changing the type of training that's currently taking place.
All right, this is a media roundtable on Michigan State University's College of Education study, which was spearheaded by Sarah and Summer. It's today at 10:30 at the Trescott Rossman Capitol Conference Room. That's on the 8th floor of the Boshi Tower. If folks want more information, they can call Sharon at 487-9320. Ladies, thanks so much for your time. I learned a lot. Enjoy your roundtable today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.